and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. A perfect season in sports is when a team remains and finishes undefeated and untied. In 1972, the Miami Dolphins, in only their third season in the NFL, proved the impossible by finishing the entire season, including playoffs, championship, and the Super Bowl, undefeated. They finished with an amazing record of 17-0, and since that time, many have tried and came close, but none have been successful. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifted and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Perfection, according to Webster Dictionary, is the quality or state of being perfect. It's freedom from fault or defect. It's flawlessness. Perfection is also a sign of maturity, and it is an act or process of perfecting. The Bible says that perfection is the quality or state of being perfect or complete. It is the highest attainable state of excellence. It's the absolute perfection, the perfection of God. Now, Job was a man that was blameless and upright, who feared God and he turned away from evil. He was blameless in his integrity, but that doesn't mean that he was sinless, because even Job himself admits to the iniquity of his youth. The heart of David was perfect with the Lord, yet he was not sinless. Noah was a righteous and perfect man in his generation, yet he was not sinless. Although the scriptures may testify that they were perfect men, or that their hearts were perfect with God, but the scriptures also testify that they were not perfect in the sense of being sinless. We know how Noah failed, and we know the sins that David committed. We also know how Job had to humble himself before God. Their hearts were perfect, but yet they still sinned. To understand what the word perfect means, we must know that it pertains to having a good quality with focus on being guiltless. To be perfect means not to have any moral defects or being genuine and true. Perfect, as it corresponds to the Greek and Latin, means complete, entire, not one in any respect. But it does not mean absolute sinlessness, which none of us are. Jesus Christ was made perfect by God as he became the source of eternal salvation. He was made perfect because he willingly sacrificed himself and suffered for all mankind. He was the sinless sacrifice who had to die for the sins of the world. In human flesh, Christ had to learn all that it was that would hinder us on a daily basis. He was tempted just as we are tempted. He was hungered, thirsty, and he suffered as well, yet he still maintained his perfection. Now, I'm not trying to imply that Jesus didn't know all the things about us beforehand, because he's our creator who formed each of us. But God needed a sacrifice, one that would be able to withstand the sufferings and the temptations of life. He needed the perfect person to stand in and see what it was like to deal with trials and then overcome them. Christ had to suffer these things because there would be no other way for us. Although it is something that we as men strive for on a daily basis, it is not in man, though, to be perfect. Perfection only comes through the power of God's grace. Jesus is qualified to come before God not by cleansing, but by proving his obedience. His is an eternal qualification which enabled him, by his once-for-all high priestly work, to qualify those whom he represents to come before God. So the question is asked, how can I obtain perfection, and is it really possible? Well, justification cannot, nor does it, come through the law. As I mentioned before, it only comes by God's grace. God requires that we live by his laws in order to receive perfection. Perfection will not come while we're in this body, but we who are received by him are given a glorified body, and we will have obtained perfection at that time. As a committed Christian follower of Jesus Christ, we strive to live each day just as God has called us to do, but we fall short and will continue to do so. Yet we're still loved and cared for by God. Perfection is something that we can be in our hearts, and the more we carry ourselves and behave in that way, we can be perfect. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. One love, 5 minutes.